Habakkuk 2:14 says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." And we think of this as a time of global, universal peace. But as we saw above, when God acts as a judge and executes his sentence against the guilty, there's great destruction, but also it says, "Then they will know that the Lord is God." Or it says, "They shall know that I am the Lord." One of the clearest examples of this is in the Exodus. God says in Exodus 14:4, "Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them," the Israelites, "and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." So there's great knowledge of the Lord. The knowledge of the Lord increases, but it's at the expense of Pharaoh and his army. Then again, later in the same chapter, verse 18, "Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." So that the knowledge of the Lord often comes when God dramatically destroys the government. And the people under that government know that God is true and that his word means something. So the knowledge of the Lord covering the earth doesn't necessarily mean a complete and static, unchanging level of peace. There is still growth, there is still conflict, and God still acts as a judge, even in the so-called millennium. But that we're constantly moving toward greater sanctification and a greater understanding of God's standards, that God condemns violence and aggression.